Today's show is brought to you by the Free Space and Bingo, the world's first participation trophy.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Your favorite radio station.
Hey, turn off the radio.
It is on.
Turn on the radio.
Okay, then.
Turn it up.
Hey, everybody. Heard any good radio lately?
No, we heard your show, though.
Is this new wave radio?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
His diet consists of black coffee and sarcasm.
Happy National Radio Day. Day.
All I can think of is radio.
And it's
showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get us on the Alexa device? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa? Well, you simply enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And...
Hello!
She will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
Really easy. What's even easier is you can get our podcast on Alexa. We do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And each day we take all the segments that we do and we repack it into a daily podcast. That usually drops around noon. And that's all the bits and segments and things that we do on the show, minus the music that we play on Radio 434 during the show and 24/7, 365. So we take all the show segments, we repack it. The podcast usually drops around noon or so. You can get that on Alexa by simply saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast and... She will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to it as well. And if that isn't enough for you, I mean, if we have not done enough for you, we're also available on Facebook Live as a video simulcast. So if you want to see our goofy asses doing the show, you can just tune in via Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. And if you haven't liked us, like us long time. The Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces. And that handle is good for our Instagram, our Facebook, our YouTube, our Twitter, X, our MySpace. Yep, we are on MySpace. Tom's our only friend. He may have stopped being our friend because we don't correspond with him. It all happened when he started showing us those unsolicited pictures. So anyway, so darn happy you could join us on the Wednesday Hump Day edition. It is Way Wednesday, and we're going to spend a little bit of it with the United Way of Central Virginia. We've got Chris joining us from the United Way, and we also have somebody joining us from the YMCA of Central Virginia. We're going to talk about, they are a partner agency of the United Way of Central Virginia. We're going to talk with them. We're also going to promo the upcoming Hill City Slide, and we'll give you more information about that in just a few minutes. So as you may have noticed, and I'm going to go full screen for this. Let's get rid of that. There we go. You may have noticed I've let my hair grow out. And you also may notice now that I've got quite a bit of Jerry hair on me. All right, so quick story, jerking the wheel to the left. Quick story about Jerry. So Jerry the cat he's an older kitty. He's probably like 13 or 14 at this point, but he's still in great shape. When we first got him, we had two dogs. We had Lexi and we had Fuzzy. I said we had Lexi. Yeah. And we had Fuzzy. Yeah. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just the change or whatever from the time that we got him. We got him when he was like maybe 4 years old. And we got him home and he just started hissing and growling and he didn't want anybody. So, you know, we ended up he lived in the laundry room for maybe a couple days. Until he could get his S together. And he had food and he had water and he had a bed and he had toys and he had stuff in there. But he just didn't want to interact. He didn't want contact. He would growl and hiss and he was really mean. We almost gave him back, actually, to the folks that we got him from. But lo and behold, we would leave the door open to the laundry room and he would come out, he'd venture out, he'd be a little bit more sociable, and then one day it was like a switch flipped back to the way he was when he lived with the Martins. So then he's been perfect ever since. Well, we got the new dog, we got Surfer Dude last Thursday, okay? And if you haven't seen a picture of Surfer Dude yet, I'm going to pop it up on our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Let's find Surfer Dude here. This is such a cute picture. He's a cutie. He's a cute dog, man. He's just adorable. So here, I don't want to share the, I want to share screen. There, pop it up. Boom, there's Surfer Dude. All right, so we got Surfer Dude last Thursday, and Jerry did not like him. I mean, just did not like him. Went back to that whole hissing and growling thing. Anytime Surfer, and Surfer is so sweet. He just wants to play. He's a puppy, and he just wants to play, and he's getting up in Jerry's face, and Jerry's just growling and hissing, and he had no interest whatsoever in Surfer Dude. Well, I'm very happy to say that today... It's been over the past day or two or three. I've been working with them where I'm sitting in between the two of them on the couch, and Jerry has a special place in the couch where he likes to jump up, and he likes, you know, for me to pet him. And then Surfer Dude sits on the other side, and I had the two of them kind of interacting where I could sit right in between them and make sure, you know, that they weren't going to go at it. And it's been ever increasingly more and more and more interaction between these two. Well, I'm very, very pleased to say that today they were both drinking out of the same water bowl and both like hanging out with each other. And Surfer would get up in Jerry's face and Jerry would just look at him like, what the heck are you doing? And they're walking around each other, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were maybe both up on the bed snuggling together, because that's what Jerry would do with Lexi and sometimes Fuzzy. But the reason I have all this Jerry the cat fur on me is because he climbed into Surfer Dude's crate and took it over and decided he was going to take a nap in there. And I had to take him out because Surfer needs his crate when Tab goes to work. I said when Tab goes to work. So I had to take Jerry out of there. Otherwise, I would have just left him in because he looked very, very, very peaceful. But I had to wrestle his big butt out of there. And that's why I've got Jerry the cat fur all over me. Anyway, okay, back to the hair story, okay? So here, let me get rid of that kitty or dog. I've got a headline for you. 21% of men get anxious over haircuts. All right, in a new poll, we're going to talk about this. They say they feel nervous asking their barber or hairstylist for a new look. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the 10 hairstyles ranked by the number of those men who think they could maybe make it work, including letting it grow out, and the percentage of men that think they could pull it off. And I'm also going to tell you a story about how literally I have only ever had 3 barbers my entire life. So we'll talk about that. Plus, we've got a top list, top ways to know you got a bad haircut. That's all on the way. This portion here, let's get rid of that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Welcome to the Amazon Salon.
Oh, wow, a machine.
Please insert your head into the trimming pod. What kind of haircut would you like?
Well, I think just short back and...
Starting now.
What?
Please lower your head.
Ow.
Oops, sorry.
Ow!
This is my first day on the job.
Ah!
Was that your ear?
It's the Mike Show. All right, so I've only ever had 3 barbers in my entire life. And one, it was very much, why am I so shiny? It was very much like the Seinfeld episode with the older barber, and then the younger barber, the younger hip barber, is in the shop. Well, anyway, so I've been going to the same barber shop since my mom took me there when I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I always got Sal, who owned the shop. And at the time, I think he had a couple other barbers, but you know, he would cut my hair, but he always cut my hair like I was a little boy, and when I was a little boy, that was fine. But then as I got older, he hired another barber, and I would, if Sal wasn't available, I'd go to him, and he'd cut my hair, and it would look, you know, it would look more hip. And more appropriate for my age as I you know, became a teenager and so on and so on. But I always felt guilty. And it wasn't, Sal didn't make me feel guilty, but I always felt guilty. And then if Sal was available and I was waiting for Charlie, Sal would be like, hey, Michael, you're up next. And I'm like, oh no, I kind of really wanted Charlie, but I couldn't say that. So I had to go and I'd get my hair cut, and Sal would cut it, and I would look like a little boy. So I started, and even when I moved down here, but I would drive back to Pennsylvania to get my hair cut. That's how much I had only ever had 2 barbers at that point in my entire life. But I knew when Sal would take the day off, and I didn't want him to, you know, feel bad or anything. And I didn't want to feel guilty. So I would just go on the day that I knew that he was off. And then I got there one day, and there was no Charlie, and Charlie was gone, and then it was Sal, and so I came back to Virginia with a little boy haircut. Well, anyway, So I was walking around, downtown, you know, where I live and work. And I happened to stumble across Ronnie. And Ronnie had his shop. It was on Main and 11th Street. It's now something different because Ronnie had some health issues, and now he's back at it. He's at a different shop. But I went in and talked to him and told him exactly what I wanted, and he cut it exactly the way I wanted it. And there you go. This was you know, the reveal. And he turned me around, and I looked in the mirror, and that's it. So from that point on, Ronnie was my barber. But then Ronnie had some health issues, as mentioned, and he took some time off. He had to take some time off from barbering, and this happened. Okay, I did not get my hair cut during that entire period of time that he was on the mend, until recently, about a month or two ago. I had Ronnie trim it up. I was going to completely get this all gone. Okay, I was going to go back to. Let me see if I can find. If you know me, you know that I've had much shorter hair. Here, let me find. Here, wait a second. That's not what I want. Cancel. Cancel. I don't want to change my profile picture. I don't want to change my profile picture. I wanted to see my profile picture. Okay. So let me go back here to find a shorter haircut that I've had over the years. And again, if you know me, then you know that I've had much, much shorter hair. Here, let's zoom in on this. All right, here we go. This is what I was actually going to go back to, right there. The James Bond look. I had very, very short on the sides, very short in the back. I'm looking for your opinion, because I am going to go and see Ronnie, and I'd like to know if I should go back to the short haircut, that cut in general, or should I just stick with the long hair? Because it's taken quite a while for me to grow it, and I actually kind of like it. There's some aspects of it that I like, some aspects of it that I don't, and kind of maybe wish I could go back to this cut. Not exactly sure, but anyway, we digress. Let me see. I had there was kind of a medium cut, a medium length. Photos of me, my photos. Let's just go to my photos. Yeah, I had kind of a medium length. Well, okay. So if I do get my hair cut, I will not be able to pull off this as my Halloween costume anymore. The dude. Okay, so I'd very much, I think if I'm going to get it cut, let's just do this. If I am going to get it cut, it has to be after Halloween, because I have the robe. I still want to pull off the dude look for Halloween. So I'm not going to be able to do that if I get it cut short, right? There's no possible way. I can't pull off the dude. So yeah. But where was the, there was a medium length that I had, and I may, there it is. I may actually in the interim go back to this. I mean, that would work, right? I would be happy with that in the interim, rather than a big drastic change. All right, so you, the viewer, and listeners, if you're on Radio 434 or listening to the podcast, go on over to our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA and let me know if this should be the look, okay? If that should be the look, or should I go drastic? Should I go back to this? Is there any possible way I could pull this off? that would require quite a bit of shoe polish for me to pull that look off. I'm looking, for those of you listening, I'm looking at a picture of me from 1996 when I was running a group of radio stations up in the Northeast, a young executive. Oh, man, I don't think I can pull that off. There's no possible way I could pull that off. That would require so much shoe polish. But here, let's see. What's the other one again, real quick? I have to go back to these profile pictures. I know, this is riveting radio, isn't it? Showing pictures on the radio. It's on the Facebook Live. You have to watch it at the Mike Show VA if you want to see what we're talking about and what we're showing on screen. All right, I promise. So either this look right there, that look, all right? You got it in your head. Either lock in your vote for that look, or I'll show you the... And this will be the last one, I promise. Last time we talk about my hair, and I look for your opinion on what it should look like. Or should I go with this look? There we go. So, weigh in on this broadcast at the Mike Show VA, or just shoot me a message and let me know. All right. So, get rid of that. So that brings us to our story. Guys, if your anxiety is spiking today, it could be that, you know, chaos is happening at work or that haircut you have scheduled. There's a new survey out on men's hairstyles. 21% of men say they feel nervous asking their barber or hairstylist for a new look. And 23% of men have been afraid to ask for specific cuts, even when they really wanted it. The same study found the average guy gets their hair cut 10 times per day, or 10 times per year, not per day, 10 times per year, take two, about once every 5 weeks, and has had the same hairstyle for 7 years. 84% of men say they feel confident with their current do. 55% have never considered changing it. The other 45% have thought about it, but that doesn't mean they're up for anything. Okay, so here are the 10 hairstyles ranked by the number of those men who think they could maybe make it work. Does that make sense? All right, 10 hairstyles ranked by the number of those men who think they could possibly pull it off. All right, here we go. Number 10, a bleached buzz cut. 7% said they'd like a bleached buzz cut. It says a lot about bleached buzz cuts. When more men think they could pull off mullets or mohawks. The mohawk is number 9 at 8%. The mullet is 8% at number 8. Greased back hair at 10%, number 7. Highlights, 11%. Spiked hair at 11%. Getting a hard side part, 13% at number 4. Middle part with long hair, 13%. Fully shaved or bald, 22% of men think they could pull that off. I could not. I do not want to see what's underneath this dome. I think it would be very frightening. It would look like Darth Vader when he has the helmet off. It would just be frightening. And then number 1 on the list of 10 hairstyles that men think they could pull off, letting it grow out completely. 28% think that they could pull that off. Well, that brings us to our top list. With 21% of men getting anxious over their haircuts, and honestly, we're surprised that number isn't higher, especially if any of them can relate to today's list. It's our top list today. Top ways to know you got a bad haircut. All right, here we go. Number 1, the sign. Does the sign in front say Fantastic Sam's? You got a bad haircut. Trekkies walk up and say, "Big fan, Mr. Spock." Top signs you got a bad haircut. After he finishes, your barber sprints to the airport, catches the next flight to a country that doesn't have an extradition agreement with the U.S. Sprints, not spins. Top ways to know you got a bad haircut. You ask for the Justin Timberlake from 2025. You got the Justin Timberlake from 1998. top ways to know you got a bad haircut. Your stylist is straight. Top ways to know you got a bad haircut. The first thing your kids say when you get home is, "Carrot top?" Topless today, top ways to know you got a bad haircut. When you ask your barber what you owe him, he says, "Forgiveness." The top ways to know you got a bad haircut. It looks just like the poster in the window, and the poster in the window is of Napoleon Dynamite. And top ways to know you got a bad haircut. Bill Gates says it looks great. There you go. The Mike Show. It's what is today? Oh yeah, today is the Wednesday edition. There, right there. I think I figured it out. I think that's what I'm going to go back to. It would take a lot off, and it would still allow me to keep the long hair. So. All right. Unless I get an overwhelming response from folks that say that I should go back to the really short look. All right, there you go. Coming up on today's program, of course, we've got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. We also have your five random facts. We'll get to that as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Great Clips. No, I'm just kidding. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The Batman 2 starts filming this spring, which gives producers 6 months to come up with a douchier Batmobile than the Cybertruck. An Ozzy Osbourne biopic is in the works. It'll be the first film with the disclaimer, animals were injured in the making of this movie. Robert Plant turned 77 today. These days when he rambles on, it's usually about things like he wishes he could buy a new car with dials and knobs instead of all that computer crap. And China will likely send people to the moon before we can get back up there. But we sent Katy Perry into orbit to announce her tour set list. So suck on that, Beijing. This is not headline news.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going? Looking at tower cam position number 4 at the river. And we've got a little bit of overcast conditions right now. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. All right. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get really smart. We got your five random facts, and we've got Audio Vault coming up. We're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News. We've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Every time you choose Earthright, you're keeping your dollars right here in Virginia. That means more local jobs, more local investments, and more energy independence for our neighbors. We hire local, we shop local, we give back local because we are local. Let's grow together with a power that works for us, not some out-of-state company.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. It used to be useless information, but then we actually really paid attention to what we were doing, and now it's more useful information. So anyway, we fill your brains with useless information or usable information. I don't know. Take three, and then you can tell it back. Wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. And quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
There we go. Here we go. Number one. There are at least 14 companies in the world that are over 1,000 years old. Holy crap. I would love that. I would love for Radio 434 to continue on well after I'm gone. I would love for it to be a 1,000-year-old institution. But anyway, I digress. And nine of those 1,000-year-old companies are in Japan.
Hello.
Hi. These 1,000-year-old companies include hotels, wineries, construction companies, and makers of religious goods. Number two, the Taco Bell originally started as a hot dog stand called Bell's Drive-In. Number three, instead of Once Upon a Time, Korean fairy tales usually start with in the old days when tigers used to smoke.
Automobile?
No. I was going to go with this one because it's just confusing. I wasn't planning on going with that one. Anyway, oh, let's get some music in here. Let's distract you with that. There we go. Yeah, that's in the old days when tigers used to smoke. Number four. Now, did tigers smoke in the old days, or did smoke come off of them? I don't know. Number four, the Wright brothers didn't really pioneer flying together. Wilbur did basically all the work, but gave Orville half the credit so his feelings wouldn't be hurt. And then number five, a study of 20 million married couples found no astrological signs are more likely to wind up with any other astrological signs. Okay, so I want to mention Tab and I have the exact same birthday and the exact same Chinese zodiac.
Hello.
Yeah, so that I think that makes for a very volatile concoction sometimes. And anyway, well, those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random.
Hondo.
Facts.
This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Oh, it's the Wednesday edition.
It is.
That means
Wednesday.
Chris is here from the United Way of Central Virginia. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty fantastic.
Kind of a busy week for you guys this week, and then this weekend. We'll talk about that coming up, but every other Wednesday, Chris joins us for a segment, and he typically brings a partner agency. Who did you bring today?
Well, Mike, in recent weeks, we've had the YWCA, mm-hmm. we've had the Bedford YMCA,
yep.
and today we actually have the YMCA of Central Virginia here. I don't know, did y'all actually walk down here, or did you drive down here?
We drove.
Huh? Well, just a couple blocks away, but doesn't mean we can't drive in comfort.
Yeah.
So from the YMCA of Central Virginia here today, we have Aldra and we have Kelly here to talk about what they've got going on, Little Scholars Academy and other things.
Well, thank you so much for taking time today. We really, really appreciate it, and we appreciate everything that you do within our community. Well, let's get at it. Let's talk about the YMCA of Central Virginia, and then let's talk about your Little Scholars Academy. The school year is just kicking off. My youngest daughter just went back yesterday to LCS, and it's a little different this year because she had to switch schools for her last year of elementary. But we won't talk about that. We're going to talk about you guys. So welcome to the program, and tell us what's going on.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
My name is Altra Witt. I'm the director at the YMCA Little Scholars Academy, mm-hmm. and we're so excited to be here. Thank you so much to United Way for inviting us in as your partner this week and highlighting our program. I also have with me our director of youth educational programs, mm-hmm. Kelly Knapp, and we're here to just talk to you a little bit about our Little Scholars Academy.
All right. As it implies, they are littles, and they're learning something. So, and I've got the image up on the screen right now, and it is just the cutest thing.
They are adorable. we serve students in the community ages 2.5 to, it goes up to 5 years, 11 months.
Okay.
So it's just really exciting to see how the children are developing over time. Studies have shown like 95% of brain development happens between birth and 5 years old. So it's a big responsibility that we are tasked with, for sure.
Absolutely. About how many kids are in Little Scholars Academy?
Right now, we are serving about 26 kids and hoping to fill our site at 30.
Okay. And tell us what all do they do? What is the curriculum? What all do they learn? And how does that differentiate from any daycare or preschool setting?
Absolutely. So one of the benefits at Little Scholars Academy is both Altra and myself are licensed educators. So we bring that to the program. We've both been in a public school setting. I know I've taught for 19 years in elementary education. So that kind of sets us a little bit apart from some of the facilities in the area. We are using a approved curriculum from the Virginia Department of Education. It's called Stream in 3. So that's another thing that really sets us apart, because our focus is on kindergarten readiness, and we know how important early childhood education can be. So with the Stream in 3 curriculum, we're looking at science, technology, reading, engineering, art, and math in a very intentional, integrated, and interactive way, so that the students are having lots of fun while they're learning. So that's kind of a neat way to do that. And then we focus as well on certain core skills, teaching them how to regulate emotions, learning how to communicate, early literacy.
I could learn from you guys on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it encompasses the whole student. It's not just academic. It's social, emotional, and physical as well.
Now, this is really, really cool. And this is year round.
It is. It is a year-round preschool. We're open at 7:30 in the morning until 6 p.m.
Okay. Talk about financials for a second. Are there any qualifications? If you maybe can't afford a program like this, are there programs available?
Absolutely. We have a variety of options that we have for parents to apply for. Of course, we have our full-time, full rate, but we also have a part-time rate. Should we speak numbers here?
I mean, it's up to you guys.
Yeah. All right. So our full-time rate is $195 a week.
Okay.
Where it's a very competitive rate for this area,
mm-hmm.
and we are providing a high-quality goal-driven program.
Absolutely.
And we also have a part-time rate, which is $150 per week,
okay.
where you would be able to attend until 12, pick up at noon.
Okay.
And then we also have, we do receive and accept social services subsidy offers, and then we have one more special gift that we have started working with, and it is called Mixed Delivery.
Okay.
And Kelly can tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so it's just kind of a nice program where we are partnering with the Center for Early Success to provide opportunities for families that financially may never be able to afford a high-quality childcare system.
Sure.
So.
And all the information is available on your website for enrollment. Is there a deadline for enrollment for various times of the year?
No, there is no deadline.
Oh, wow.
We are accepting applicants until we maximize our enrollment number.
Okay.
And so no time is a bad time. If you are interested in this program, we do have a website. And on our website, under the YMCA Youth Development link,
mm-hmm.
the Little Scholars Academy has a survey posted.
Okay.
And you can sign up your child, give us some introductory information, and we will give you a call back. We can set up a tour. We can ask and answer questions about program details and get the ball rolling from there.
One of the things that I really like about YMCA's programs, especially for kids and for families in general, is the summer learning programs. It's not just daycare, and it's not just a camp. You guys really have a focused attention on preserving what these kids have learned and really helping them to springboard into the next year.
Yes. Absolutely. I really feel like that is one of the greatest benefits of the missions and the why. We have our social responsibility, we have healthy living, but our youth development sector is very focused, and we take pre-tests, we take post-tests. We are driving our kids to a success marker, and that matters in this day and age. We are going to have data that proves that our students are ready for kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. This is really, really cool. Again, if you'd like to learn more, visit ymcacba.org. You can click on the tab. Let me see which one it is. Youth Development, and there you go. You can check it out for yourself and learn everything that you need to know. Get in contact with the Y. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you guys are here.
Yeah, and I would be remiss to not mention that we have had a wonderful partnership with West Lynchburg Baptist Church, which is our preschool location on Memorial Avenue. So it's just a very beneficial partnership that we were just blessed to find. It's very hard to find a location where you can house certain populations of students. So it became a very wonderful population. And the other thing is, you know, a lot of our funding for our Little Scholars program does come from grants, like the United Way has been very gracious to provide us some grant funding so that we can continue our programming, grow our resources, provide some extra financial assistance as needed for our students. So, you know, without the help of several large community donors, you know, our program certainly wouldn't be as successful.
Absolutely. Do you need anything? Do you need any volunteers? I would imagine with the youth curriculum, you probably need more trained, licensed teachers versus volunteers. But do you need anything?
We always are open to community involvement, community connections.
Okay.
Certainly looking for experiences that and opportunities for preschool students to engage in some active learning and connect to the community in that way.
Okay. Again, you can learn more. Visit ymcacba.org. Click on the Youth Development tab, and you can learn everything about the programs that are available. And if you're a parent and you're looking for opportunities in childcare or just a way for your kids to connect, you can also learn about that with the YMCA of Central Virginia. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Have we solved all the world's problems?
Maybe? Not yet. No, we're getting those steps closer to try to have those successful young people become productive members of society for
one block at a time.
Yep. Solving the problems slated for next week.
Yes. We'll get on that the week after, maybe. So, Chris, how are things going? You've got a busy week with Hill City Slide coming up on Friday. How's it been?
How has it been? Yes, it has been. It's been going great. Like you said, we're going to get that set up on Friday. Our apologies in advance to everybody who's trying to go down Church Street this weekend. We are going to claim Church Street. And in fact, we are going to claim the space right out front of the downtown Y.
Perfect.
Thank you all for kindly allowing that to proceed there. We do have a wonderful water slide that's going to go down that hill right in front of the YMCA all the way down to the Armory. For anybody who did the water slide last year, it's going to be 100 feet longer than it was last year.
Wow.
Definitely improved over last year. We definitely have some night sliding going on, have a couple of adults only shifts as well. So a lot of really, really great anticipation for this weekend right now. And I can say that, the weather, at least at the moment, is looking pretty good for it as well. So now is the time. If you've been holding out, now's the time to go get your tickets join us down for the Hill City Slide. The mission, of course, of the United Way is to support our local community through some funding initiatives in health, education, basic human needs, and financial stability. Those are the kinds of programs that we support. So as, just evidenced right now by YMCA of Central Virginia with their educational programs, we really fund a lot of stuff around here in the community. And this event is going to be just one of the vehicles by which we raise funds to support those programs.
Absolutely. And it's a fun fundraiser.
Exactly.
You've got, over 700 feet of professional water slide. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, you're seeing the images right now. If you're listening to us on Radio 434 or the podcast, go on over to hillcityslide.com and you can learn more about the slide. It is professionally run. They've got inner tubes that you take up to the top Church Street, just past the YMCA, and you slide down 700 some feet down to in and around where the Armory is. There's multiple lanes of traffic, and there's adult opportunities for adult slides. That's going to be what, Friday night?
Saturday night, I believe.
Saturday night,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And group ticket sales are available as well. Reserve your time slot. How many tickets or how many folks are you anticipating on the slide?
About 2,500 all in across the course of the weekend. However, any given shift, which is the shifts are 2 hours long. Yep. You can slide as much as you want during that shift. Mm-hmm. Those individual shifts are all capped at 225. So you are never going to be there with a horde of people.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, ample time to get as much sliding in as you want.
Sure. And for those that are, you know, because there's always that one guy, hey, no place to park in downtown. Yeah, there are over 3,000 free parking spaces in downtown Lynchburg, and it's a very, very short walk. And again, there's only going to be about 225 folks at any given time in your 2 hour time slot.
Yep.
So plenty of places to park. The Lynchburg Community Market gets more than 225 people at a time. And if they can accommodate the parking, we can too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, maybe a couple blocks of walk-in at some point to get from your car to the event, but well worth it. A very fun event, and you know, right in the middle of summer, what more do you want than a giant water slide?
Well, and you've got a changing area in the armory. You've got a cooling area as well. Tons and tons of things and activities. It's very
well planned.
Food trucks
as well this year.
Food trucks, shaved ice.
Shaved ice, yes.
I believe I heard there's going to be shaved ice. I'll be disappointed if there isn't.
I'd hate to disappoint you, Mike.
Well, you won't be. You won't be. It is Hill City Slide. Check it out. You can visit hillcityslide.com. Friday, Saturday, Sunday times, August 22nd through the 24th. That's this weekend. So check it out. Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. That was almost in stereo. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Okie dokie, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. The FDA is now warning people to not eat certain shrimp that they bought at Walmart because it may be radioactive. Now you know where to go when your meals aren't eerily glowing enough.
Attention Walmart shoppers, please visit our brand new nuclear aisle. Today's specials include radioactive shrimp. One bite and you'll light up the room. Uranium-rich, utterly delicious milk straight from the fine cows at Three Mile Island. Plutonium-packed potatoes. Grown in a super secret Idaho bunker. And don't miss the Chernobyl cheddar cheese. Aged, sharp, and slightly glowing. Walmart. Shop at your own risk and save.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to viral videos. We're going to skip that one. A guy picked up more than 50,000 followers on Instagram claiming that trombone makes any song better. He plays it to songs like Thunderstruck and Tequila. But since Walmart's radioactive shrimp is now in the news, we chose him to play Radioactive from Imagine Dragons. Here, listen. poll shows that around 44% of adults admit to ordering off the kids' menu at a restaurant. They point to smaller portions and lower costs as to why they do it.
What can I get for you?
We're both having the fish fingers and beans, please.
That's only on the children's menu, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm not very hungry.
I can't let you order that.
What do you mean?
It's for children.
I can eat what children eat, can't I?
Yeah, but it's only $4.99.
Because it's a smaller portion. I'm paying child's prices, but I'm getting a children's portion.
Yeah, but we made it cheaper because it's for kids.
Right. Well, he'll have fish fingers and beans twice.
All right. Skip that. We're going to use those for stupid criminals. All right, two social media influencers were filming inside a restaurant when a car smashed through the window and into the booth they were sitting in. Here's Nina Santiago and Patrick Blackwood explaining what happened and the moment they bit into juicy burgers and were lucky not to be seriously injured.
As soon as we take a bite, we both closed our eyes because naturally we're just enjoying our food and the car just came out of nowhere.
Oh, I'm going to do a big bite with you. Cheers, my boy. Boom.
I mean, it was glass, metal. I thought we were going to die.
Very grateful. It's one of the wildest things that can actually really happen, like one in a million. And just being there with that impact was just mind-blowing.
And especially when she said boom, it happened. All right. Let's skip that. What is this? Skip that. We're going to go to a comedian. All right, let's do that. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Nick Kroll on the radio stations he prefers to listen to.
I live in L.A. now, which means I drive around all the time, and I love driving because it means I get to listen to the radio, and by far my favorite thing to listen to the radio is Latin radio. Because those dudes are having the best time of anybody. It's like, bienvenidos, damas y caballeros, a 911.9. El sangre de Los Ángeles. Yo soy el chupacabra. Cucurrico, cucurrico. You can listen to us on our website at 911.9. All right, let's take a call. Our first caller, you on the air.
Hola, yo soy a baby.
Okay, we got a baby on the phone. ¿Qué pasa, baby? ¿Qué pasa, baby?
¿Dónde están mis gafas de sol para bebés?
Okay, he's asking, where are his baby sunglasses? Where are his baby sunglasses? First caller to correctly identify where the baby sunglasses are will get the grand prize of an old pair of pajamas.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and maybe vigorously and repeatedly. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get stupid, at least even more stupid, with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers.
1903. The Wright brothers' first flight is a success. Afterwards, the boys enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
Doom, doom, doom. All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. A woman in Florida got a DUI on Saturday and recreated her silly mugshot from another DUI arrest 2 years ago. Here, let me pop this up on the screen. Well, there she is. All right. 41-year-old Diane Gonzalez got busted for drunk driving in 2023 and made a funny face in her mugshot. Head cocked, tongue out. Then, cut to this past Saturday, she was sitting at a red light. Police pulled her over when the light turned green and she didn't move. According to police, she was rambling about random things, admitted she'd just smoked some weed and agreed to take a sobriety test. Turns out she'd also been drinking. The breathalyzer clocked her at twice the legal limit. When they booked her, she struck the exact same pose again. Head cocked, tongue out. The only difference is she leaned her head to the right instead of the left. They posted both of the photos on Facebook, and you can see them right here on our broadcast, and shamed her for it. They said she obviously had zero remorse, and hopefully a judge sees the photos and takes appropriate action to keep her locked behind bars for a little while. All right. And then there's this. Speaking of judges, where are we at? Okay. Oops. a judge, imagine this. A judge flubbed a verdict, okay, and said guilty instead of not guilty, all right? And you're accused of a crime, right? And you didn't commit it. You're in court waiting for the judge to read the verdict, and that happens. A 26-year-old guy named Alton Oliver was on trial in Georgia last week, facing, of all things, murder charges. He was accused of killing an off-duty police officer in 2022, but claimed it was in self-defense. The trial lasted 3 days and wrapped up on Friday after the jury quickly came back with a verdict. They handed it to the judge to read, and everyone was on edge. And if you haven't seen the court footage yet, it's all over social media right now because of this.
The verdict: we, the jury, find the defendant guilty as to all six counts of the bill of indictment. Sheriff, will you please hand this to State's counsel and pass it over to...
Wait, what?
Didn't I say not?
No.
Sorry. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty on all six counts. I apologize for my mispronunciation.
Mispronunciation? That's Judge Henry Newkirk messing up the verdict. All right. Yeah, I covered everything in that. Is there another one? I thought we had another one. Skip that. Okay. A Rhode Island prosecutor tried to throw her weight around with police when they were asked to get her out of a restaurant. Multiple times she told the officer that she couldn't be arrested because she was an AG, and the officer would regret this. Here are, Special Assistant Attorney General Devon Hogan Flanagan and her friend being asked to leave the restaurant and eventually getting arrested.
You're trespassing, we gotta leave now. Unless you wanna be in
there. We're not trespassing, you haven't notified us that we're trespassing.
You're
number
trespassing.
One,
what did I just say to you?
Number one,
I don't
want to
arrest you guys.
You're not going to arrest us. Number two,
so let's leave. We got to go.
I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a Let's go. We're leaving.
Please don't put your hands on us. I'm an AG.
Buddy, you're going to regret this.
Take your hands off me.
We will get
off. No!
Okay. And AG stands for Attorney General. So all they had to do was leave. They preferred to get mouthy. She also told the police twice that that they had to turn off their body cameras upon request, which they don't. All right. Thank God, there's good news in the world. And we get to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A school near Pittsburgh, where 70% of the students are low income, still have a thriving music program. The superintendent knew most families couldn't even afford to rent the instruments, so she started using 3D printers to make the instruments. Here is Superintendent Dr. Laura Jacob talking about them.
I found some models online. After a variety of failures, I found one that actually printed and it sounded good. It's a great start for kids. That smile that comes out as they're starting to play and they create that sound themselves, that love of music for their entire life. If that sticks with them, then to me, it's worth it.
It makes me feel more confident in school because I'm like, I can play this instrument. I can do anything.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they have the Hill City Slide, which is a fundraiser for the United Way. It's a 700 and some foot water slide on Church Street. You can get your tickets and reserve your time slot at hillcityslide.com. As mentioned, visit hillcityslide.com. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.